Free Talk Live. It is your show. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. Start with Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee.
Hi. Hey, you hit a nerve with that because
with what?
I just can't remember with the vaccines. Back in the late 50s, anyway, that I know, in the 60s, they marched everybody down to the gymnasium in our town and whacked the kids up, but you could file a religious exemption. My parents had, so I got to sit in the class with the Jehovah Witness kids, which I wasn't, but it's kind of a, you know, a trauma-type thing. You're an outcast, and we entertained ourselves, drawing picture paints or whatever. But anyway, my kids became old enough for school. Well, even preschool, which was a daycare slash preschool at three, they wanted to have them to have their shots. The key word here that people need to know is mandatory and mandated. The stupid people that 90% of the time you're dealing with don't know the difference, nor do you. I didn't know the difference at the time, and that's when I get as wound up as Alex Jones gets, because I fell for it. I'm self-employed single parent, kind of have to have the kids in preschool and daycare for a while. So my oldest boy had never had the shots in his life. And both the wife at that time and I got off on religious stuff at the time. But the doctors, when they're born, they immediately want to whack them up. You know, and then they want to whack on their credentials if they're a boy. I mean, you know, they really want to get her all done. And, you know, about an hour after the poor guy comes out the door. So,
well, okay, hold
that's
on
just
a second,
horrible
Lee.
Stuff to do to a brand new kid, you know.
I feel you, man, but I want to know what you're saying, suggesting the difference is between mandatory and mandated.
Mandated is if you want to follow the Healthy Child program recommended by our government officials, then you need to get these shots. And actually, it's up in the 60s now by the time they're 18. Plus, they have all these boosters. I didn't get my first shot past the dentist until I was 28. And I was working at a car dealership, and to get on their insurance program, you had to have a tetanus shot. There is mercury in them. They changed the name. They've actually increased the amount of mercury if you research that deep enough. It's all for shelf life. You know, they can get a decade out of there. But
Lee,
any of it's bad. But anyway, I told the line with my kids so he didn't have to sit in the classroom and be, you know, exiled like everybody else. Because they talk, I didn't know the difference between the word mandated, which means you want to follow the government's rules, or you have the right to do your own thing. They just don't tell you you have the right. And I've had principals tell me that the whole bit. And
you haven't explained the difference yet, Lee.
Well, mandated just means that it's essentially recommended.
But, it's a recommended program if you want to be on the Healthy Child program. Mandated means there's rules and laws and jail time. The difference is kind of mandated that you stop at a stop sign or a stoplight. Mandated means that we suggest you go around this corner at 45 miles an hour, unless you got.
Yeah,
a
I think you're wrong about that. I mean,
is acceptable.
I'll pull up the dictionary here, but I'm pretty
you
sure
you're
wrong
up
about
there.
That. The I mean, the root word there is mandatory. Mandated and mandatory are just different forms of the same root word. So,
after they got through with their regulations, it is two different things.
Well, maybe by law, you're saying there's a different. You're saying there might be a different law definition.
Well, for one thing, parents can just go ahead and say, "No, you're not doing this to my kid," and then see what happens.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But is that what you're getting at, Lee? Is you're suggesting that in law they are defined differently?
In the laws that they've implemented, they had to be defined differently.
Okay. Well, then
there's a lot
sense.
Of documentation on that, but what gets me so wound up is I towed the line because I didn't know. And then I had a couple of the parents that caught wind of this in the preschool going, "Well, I'm glad you finally got the shots for your son because I wouldn't want my kid in school without having the shots." So, being the smart ass I am, I said, "So, what good did the shots do your kid if you're afraid? What do you get the shots for? Are you afraid you're going to get something?"
Yeah,
so
right.
You get
I
the
mean,
shots, and you're
I
worried
your
about
kid was
somebody
safe.
Doesn't.
He had the damn
I should
shot.
Be worried about my son getting something from your kid because supposedly he's immune.
That's Lee, right. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. As always, 800-259-9231. What I was getting at there is in the world of law, they can define words
differently than what they mean.
Yeah, than regular old English. And frequently, if you look at a law, and I don't know why you would want to, but if you look at a law, in many cases, they have a section called definitions. And if you go into that section and you look at the different words that you thought you knew what the definitions were, turns out they can just define them completely arbitrarily. You could define, the color orange as something blue if you wanted to. That's how law is, because it's a completely different language, see? They have no, there's no obligation for them to follow actual English. They can create their own definition.
This is the sick thing that's happened to law, because it didn't really used to be that way. Essentially, what a lawyer was back in, the time of the Revolution was somebody who could read pretty well. A person that was very literate and that kind of thing. Now, it's something entirely different. We can all read, so they've had to change their craft around so that we can't read what it is that they're writing.
Just looking at the actual definitions here, mandatory is an adjective, authoritatively ordered, obligatory, compulsory, pertaining to, of the nature of, or containing a command, compared to mandate, which is a noun, and that is a command or authorization to act in a particular way on a public issue given by the electorate to its representative, a command from a superior court or official to a lower one, an authoritative order or command. So, obviously, very similar terms, but Lee saying that apparently in the law books, according to him, they might be defined differently. 1-800-259-9231. So, let's see, Mark, you were going to tell us, speaking of the courts and the law, apparently, the We the People organization has been busily trying to get the Supreme Court to rule on the last 10 words of the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights. And I will read those words to you. The right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances shall not be infringed. It's never ruled on that part of the...
No, it has never ruled on redress of grievance from the standpoint of a citizen redressing grievance with its government.
Right.
It has ruled, and the Supreme Court has, and lower courts have ruled on employees...
Government employees.
Right, redressing grievances with the government. Right, then government employees redressing grievances with the government as an employer, but it has never ruled on a situation of citizens redressing grievance with the government.
Now, a bit of history should come into play here about what exactly, where this case came from. The We the People organization is kind of a group of constitutionalist types that would like to save the country. They'd like to bring back the republic.
I'm with them.
And I'm not. I'd like to secede and forget the republic. But I understand where they're coming from because I was once with them. I once felt the same way that they did. And it's been interesting to watch as they continue to receive failure after failure, trying to use the system to remedy itself. And what they've been doing for the past several years is they've asked various different government bureaucracies questions that they would like to have answered.
Questions.
Yeah. Well, for instance, they would ask the IRS questions about taxes. Where's the obligation to pay taxes? Where's the law? All these questions that people that have been in opposition to taxes have been asking the IRS for years. They also asked a number of questions about the war in Iraq and, getting out of the war. And there were a few different other issues that they were asking questions about, and they never got answers. They never got answers from any of these government bureaucracies. So they took it to the next step. They then asked the questions of all of the representatives in Washington, D.C. They took them and hand-delivered these questions to these different offices, these government offices and representatives, and they gave them a deadline as to when they could respond by, which was a very reasonable deadline. Nobody responded. Nobody answered their questions.
They could have cared less that citizens of the United States of America were redressing grievances.
So they then took it to the courts and then figured, all right, well, we want to find out what this part of the First Amendment means. We thought we could bring our grievances to the government and have them redressed. At least that's the way the First Amendment makes things sound. And they went from level after level after level through court after court after court, basically just being slapped down and saying, the courts have essentially told them that you can say stuff to the government, but we don't have any responsibility to respond
to answer,
you.
Right. The government is, we needn't respond to you, citizens.
So they've taken it all the way to the Supreme Court. We'll give you the update on the case here in moments. 800-259-9231. Tell you what it means. Or at least our interpretation. We'd love your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now, with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want toll free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away. So enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and grab them right there on the front page of the website. Click download. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. We just give them away because that's the way a good talk show website should be. Free archives at freetalklive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com. All right, so back to the update, the latest on the situation with the We the People lawsuit. We the People is a very interesting organization that has been for years trying to kind of fix the system from the inside, or at least get some answers out of the system, out of the government. And they've been asking questions for years, asking questions about the war in Iraq and its constitutionality, asking questions about the IRS and the tax code, and who is obligated to pay. And they've never gotten answers. And that's not an exaggeration. They've never gotten answers.
No, they haven't.
So they took it to the courts. They figured, okay, well, we're going to use the system that is set up here for us to address these issues as the system was meant for us to do, right? That's what they believed would be the case. So they went and they took the First Amendment. There's a portion of the First Amendment about the fact that you should be able to petition the government for a redress of grievances, in that if you have a problem, you bring it to the government people, and they're supposed to redress that problem and tell you something about it.
Prior to like the 1830s, I might be slightly off here, but it might have been 1820s. But essentially, the government, the Congress, responded to everyone who wrote in with a grievance. They responded to them. Well, they got sick and tired of responding to the grievances about slavery, the abolitionists writing in and that kind of thing, and the Southern representatives are like, no, we're not going to do this anymore. And so they essentially said, we've said it to enough to you people, and so they essentially stopped the practice. So
right.
there are 50 years of nearly 40 years of history in this country of the Congress redressing grievances, and now they don't.
And so what the We the People organization has done, by the way, their website, givemeliberty.org, they took it to the courts. They got smackdown after smackdown from the courts up until the level right before the Supreme Court. And I don't remember what order
circuit
the courts.
Court.
Circuit courts, okay. Up until the circuit court, and the circuit court said, also smacked them down and said, nope, according to what we have to say, government doesn't have to say jack squat to you. You can write all the questions you want to government. That's your right, freedom of speech and all.
Feel free to write whatever you like, citizen.
But getting an answer, nah, we don't have any obligation to answer you. Which actually ties right into several Supreme Court decisions that have very clearly laid out over the years that government has no obligation to provide you with even the most rudimentary of services, including protection services. There is no obligation on the part of the government to do anything for you at all. Which, of course, as our friend Mark Stevens would point out from Adventures in Legal Land, that if there's no obligation on the part of the government to do anything for you, then there's no citizen. Because because the definition of a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for protection from the government. Well, the Supreme Court has said there is no obligation to protect, so therefore there's no citizen because there's no duty. You don't have any duty if they're not holding up their side of the bargain.
Right.
So again, the circuit court slapped him down and said, nah, we don't have to say anything to you, us government folk. So they took it to the Supreme Court. And then last month, just actually in the middle of the Liberty Forum here in New Hampshire, Bob Schultz from We the People was actually there. We had him on the show. We interviewed him about this.
Great guy. I think he's great. Stellar guy.
That very weekend, they got the word from the Supreme Court that the Supreme Court would not be hearing their case, which essentially upholds the circuit court's verdict that the government doesn't owe you jack in the way of an explanation. And Bob Schultz sent out an email, and I'm on his email list, so I'm getting these updates as you are, Mark. And he sent out an email saying that they've almost exhausted every single legal venue that they could possibly exhaust to get this case heard and seen by the government, by the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And they said there was one more option, and that would be to actually give it another shot with the
right.
Supreme Court. I guess they get to appeal one time and get them to reconsider.
Right. The Supreme Court can turn down hearing, they don't refuse to hear it, they just don't say anything. And then you can essentially say, hey, what about my case? And then they actually have to respond saying, yeah, we're not going to hear it.
So what has happened, Mark?
On February the 25th, 2008, the Supreme Court of the United States, without comment, voted again not to hear the People versus United States. Thus, SCOTUS ducked its constitutional duty, yet again, to declare the meaning of the last 10 words of the First Amendment. The court elected not to be put in the position of having to declare the unalienable right of the people to hold the government accountable to the Constitution's essential principles. What is the court's duty? The Supreme Court.
To interpret the Constitution, that's right.
Right. It's decided not to interpret the Constitution. It has never, ever ruled on these last 10 words of the First Amendment, and it's going to choose not to do that. It's never ruled on them in this capacity, and this capacity is not even close to the other capacities. It hasn't. It didn't rule on those other two cases. Actually, the circuit courts did, and it just sort of, you know, did, by not hearing them, upheld the circuit courts. So there's. They're ducking. They're out there slashing the hell out of the Constitution, just trying to bury it as often as they can. And then when something obvious comes up, it's clear, it's obvious. Anybody who takes a look at this realizes that the government is ducking its obligation to redress grievances. The Supreme Court doesn't even hear the case, refuses to hear it. And once I heard this news at the Liberty Forum, this was a change for me. This is where I went from, let's save the republic, there's something we can do that, you know.
You thought the system worked. You thought it could.
I didn't think that it worked, but I thought we could hold them accountable. And this is where I went from, you know, the United States, it's worth saving to, as far as I'm concerned, it's a sinking ship, and I think that New Hampshire should secede. Now, I'm all for the United States being saved. Believe me, I want Ron Paul to get elected. I do. And at that point, I think we're talking about a turnaround here. Call me a negative Nancy. It looks like the Republicans might have edged him out.
Well, he's not out of the race.
No, he's
not over.
No, it's not over. And I sincerely hope, and I'll continue to give what is asked of me as far as the campaign goes. But I feel like the United States is a sinking ship, and I just don't care. I just don't think it's worth saving anymore. I love the Stars and Stripes. I love the patriotic music. I like things to do with the United States. But as far as I'm concerned, we should disband the federal government. The America, I like. The federal government, I don't. I think we should get rid of it all. Everything, just get rid of it. Whatever we get out of the deal is certainly not worth what we pay into it.
You're here. Yeah, like we were talking about off air before. I think that if you look at this, this is kind of like people storming the gates, and they've got a big battering ram, and they're hitting the gate, and they're hitting it, and it's giving a little bit, and it's giving. And eventually, when enough people hit it hard enough, the gate opens up, and then things happen. So it takes enough people to be persistent enough over time, and things will change, and they do change.
But why would you want to even break down this gate? Then what are you going to do? Go in and keep the federal government around? I mean, it's not even worth keeping it around, Wayne.
I'm not saying to keep it around. Maybe that's not the solution. But all I'm saying is for something to happen, something to break where there's change, you have to be persistent.
I've got
a
solution. I've got a solution. It involves ignoring these thugs in Washington, D.C. Just like this guy in West Frankfort is going to be doing with his local thugs when he's going to be holding a smoke-in. We'll tell you what that is all about coming up here in moments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer. Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis Network, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, right after the Alex Jones Show, and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I introduce natural wellness solutions every day. Allicin from Elemax US is the most powerful nutraceutical herbal in the world. It kills all known pathogens, including viruses, fungi, parasites, and even Lyme. It kills malarial parasites, reduces cold severity, and even lowers cholesterol, blood pressure, and arthritic symptoms, and helps you fight cancer and stealth pathogens. If you want to heal your body, you want the real pharmaceutical-grade Allicin, not like any other molecule, hundreds of times more powerful than oregano or any other nutraceutical, do order Allicin from NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. From head to toe, Allicin is the topical, inhalation, and oral, and for your whole body, an amazing tonic for life.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Don't beg, don't fight. Don't depend on a democracy. The only way to get your liberty is to build it yourself. Read Freedom Engineering. It's an anarcho-capitalist adventure series at www.freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com.
I haven't agreed with that. Don't beg. That's what I wanted to touch on next here after we just read you the not surprising news from We the People. We the People again had filed a lawsuit trying to get the Supreme Court to take a look at the First Amendment to the Constitution and actually interpret for the first time ever what it means when it says you have the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Lower courts had said, yeah, that doesn't mean anything. We don't have to say anything to you people when you ask us questions. And the Supreme Court has apparently agreed with that by default by refusing to hear the case. So it's upheld the lower court's decision. And it has refused to hear the case now twice in a row. So it's done. We the people can no longer bring, you know, they can't bring this challenge back at this point. And so I know that Bob Schultz and We the People and their website, GiveMeLiberty.org, they're going to be going around talking to people about what the next step should be. And I got the impression from what he was saying that the next step may actually involve some level of civil disobedience. And I'm hoping that's the direction that they go in, because I don't think there's any other within the system method for them to make any changes beyond completely flushing out all the politicians that are in there and electing 535 Ron Pauls, which, you know, you and I both know that's not going to happen anytime soon. So, you know, the question is, what can you do? And I think that stopping participating with the federal government is step number one. We've already pointed out that they have no obligation to provide you with anything. So why do you have an obligation to give them anything? You don't. If they're sending you something that says you owe them money, well, how did you come to owe them that money in the first place? Where was the contract you signed that said you'd agreed to give them this money? And if you were agreeing to give them money, well, what were you giving them money for? Certainly they were returning in kind with some level of service.
It's a social contract, Ian.
Right. The mystical social contract that no one's ever seen, let alone put their signature on. You know, the fact is there is no agreement with the federal government. And court decision after court decision is making that crystal clear. You know, if it hasn't been clear yet, this one should really knock it into your head. This government could give a flip about you and your rights and your freedoms. It's all about them. It's all about government and its power and its increasing power and control over your life. And you know what? As long as you keep letting them control you, they're going to keep putting on more restrictions.
They're the government. That's what they do.
Right.
They govern things.
Right. And the restrictions have become so onerous at this point that now you can't even challenge the restrictions. Now you can't even ask them questions about the restrictions. Now they just say, well, you have to pay your taxes, and if you have questions about it, you know, as to how why you have to pay, well, too bad.
Bite us.
You have to pay because we said so. That's all it is at this point. It's arbitrary rule by a bunch of arbitrary bureaucrats making arbitrary decisions about your life and
but
your freedom.
But they're elected democratically, Ian.
Oh, well, that makes it all okay. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
And it's time you stopped obeying. There's no benefit to you. They're just fleecing you. They're taking your liberty and your cash. And if somebody on the street were to take your freedom away from you, were to kidnap you and take you to some cell and force you to break rocks, you'd be pretty upset about that. If somebody were on the street were to hold you at gunpoint and take your wallet from you and empty out all the cash you had in it, let's say you had a few hundred bucks, you'd be rightfully very upset about that. But yet when the federal government forces you to work 33% of the year or 50% of the year, whatever it is, the estimates vary. You're working all of this time at your job just to pay federal taxes, let alone your state taxes, local taxes, just to pay federal taxes. That's forced labor. You might as well be breaking rocks out in the hot sun. And
well, you have the option of not working and taking welfare, I guess, is the other option, right?
Yeah, okay, there you go.
That's nice. Live in the projects.
Right. So you're either forced to work or go on welfare or you just have your money extracted from you. You're forced to work and you have your money extracted from you. I mean, this is the worst of both worlds. At least when the thief on the street takes your $100 from you, you probably won't see him again.
Right. He's not going to come do it every week.
Well, let's not also forget here that the state and local governments have two ways of raising money. They've got taxes. Or they can borrow, which also indirectly taxes you somewhat, too. The federal government's got three options. They can borrow, they can tax, or they can inflate.
They can print the money.
They can print the money, which they're doing a lot of now. So the thing to watch out for now is if a Democrat gets elected, of course, they're talking about repealing the Bush tax cuts. Well, great, except the taxes haven't gone down. They just changed form. So, and then they talk about soaking the rich when they forget that the top 25 earners in this country pay 86% of the income taxes already, right now, mm-hmm. as it stands. And the last time they talked about soaking the rich, I remember in the 90s, I had some friends who were yacht brokers, and they imposed this luxury tax on yachts mm-hmm. and on luxury cars and on small aircraft. Well, those industries almost died, and all the rich people were still buying them. They're just buying them in foreign countries.
Or they're buying them used.
Or they're buying them used,
sure.
Exactly.
You know, because there's no luxury tax on buying a used one, you know. So what happened? Well, the people that built the planes and the yachts and all that other stuff.
The poor craftsmen.
Right. They're not poor, but they're, you know,
they're
not middle
as class, wealthy as their clients.
Upper middle class. No, they actually absolutely couldn't afford the yachts that they were building.
Right.
But those are the people that suffered. And no one will. The Democrats certainly will never learn that every time you tax something, somebody who actually earns a living out there gets hurt.
That's
one
right. In that
men.
Industry, and that's what happened. The yacht industry almost died. I mean, a lot of people lost their jobs in the small aircraft industry in this country. They eventually, after a year or two later, they immediately repealed it because they saw how destructive it was.
Right,
is the power to destroy. And then they forget, too, that the top 1% earners in this country, the really, really, really rich people, account for about 20% of the income, but they pay 40% of the tax. And those rich people, you know, the really, really rich people are going to find ways around things, too,
oh, yeah.
despite that.
Well,
so
they have the incentive to do that.
They have the incentive. Exactly. The more rapacious
governments.
That's right. And the more rapacious government becomes, three things happen. You got fear, you got flight, and you have fraud.
And we've got it all.
And that's what happens. You have it all.
That's
so.
The fear, I have to say, is the biggest problem. That's why it continues to go in the direction it does. That's why government continues to grow and continues to become more intrusive and more controlling, because people are so frightened to be disobedient. Stop obeying these thugs. That's the only thing that's going to change it. If people just stop obeying their orders and their diktats and stop sending them money, stop feeding the beast. Yes, Wayne, I understand they can turn on the printing presses and print out as much as they want. So let's start dealing in gold and silver. How are they going to handle that? They can't. There's all kinds of things we can do in the marketplace as free men and women to put a stop to this. But if you insist on continuing to be obedient, then nothing will ever change. And I've got a story coming up here about a smoke inn and one man who has decided that he's had enough. And we'll tell you about that if we get a chance. But first, we've got to go to your phone calls. Kevin in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin. Kevin, Minnesota, going once.
Hey, I'm here.
Hello, Kevin. What's on your mind?
Hello, gentlemen. One day off yesterday, there's a video out by the American Justice Federation called American Under Siege. And they go into fine detail about the concentration camps. But about today's topic, there's a Google video out called The Occult World of Commerce. And it talks about the bank and how the bank, but the bench or the judicial system, the bench comes from the word banco, which is the definition of bank. And in that the occult world of commerce. In this video, it discusses how we are nothing but products of the country, and I didn't believe this until I was part of the U.S. Census. And who sends out the census for the people?
Commerce.
Department of Commerce.
Human Resources, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
real human resources.
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. The smoking, we'll tell you about it and take your calls as well. Jordy in Calgary coming up. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
In this corner, the vicious digestive overload featuring bloating, gas, and constipation. And in this corner, the popular formula for better bathroom habits, Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse. And the fight is underway. I have to say, Pat, digestive overload looks much bigger than usual in tonight's match.
It makes sense. Toxic matter builds up in our bodies from the foods we eat. No wonder we get so sick and tired.
Ow!
Did you see that? AlloCleanse knocks digestive overload out.
Well, AlloCleanse is natural. It flushes the entire system smoothly. Digestive overload didn't have a chance.
The winner by a knockout, AlloCleanse.
Don't lose the fight against digestive overload. Cleanse the body to remove the buildup of toxins. To try Dr. Ritter's AlloCleanse formula risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. You'll look trimmer, feel better, and have more energy. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live only moments remain. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. And if you like the show, by the way, you can support us by shopping at Amazon. I got the numbers back, by the way, finally for December. And we did about $800 more in commissions in December this year than we did the year before.
Wow.
So it was pretty good, man.
It was like a good Christmas for
Yeah, it was like an $1,800 month in commissions alone.
Wow.
So you buy the stuff you need at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You'll get a great deal. You'll get the products that you're looking for, the brands that you trust, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage. Now, I don't expect January's numbers are going to be that good, but it's nice to watch them sort of go up and up and up slowly over time.
There's no way January could be as good as December. Right. It doesn't make any sense.
But as more people continue to find the show and listen and decide they want to support us, and there's no easier way to do it. I mean,
there sure isn't.
Right. You've got to buy stuff to live. You've got to buy stuff to entertain yourself with, and Amazon's got it all, from food to electronics to furniture. And in fact, I just ordered some furniture on there the other week, as a matter of fact. So we'll get a cut if you start your shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. That's all you need to remember, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go back to the phone calls here. Talk to Jordy in Calgary. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Jordy. What's on your mind?
I'd like to know if I'm out in the sun breaking rocks all day, will I be allowed to sing, or will there be a bylaw telling me I can't?
You can sing, but you have to ask the boss when you can take your shirt off.
I want to talk about dildos, those people called bylaw enforcement officers.
Oh, okay.
I usually work a 14-hour day, and yesterday I got home and had a notice telling me I needed to remove ice from my sidewalk down to the bare concrete, and if I didn't within 24 hours, that the city of Calgary with workforces would perform such duty.
So goodness.
Of course, they'll charge you at $40 an hour or something.
Oh, yeah.
When you say bylaws, this is like the equivalent of code enforcers down here in the States, right?
Yeah. It's just guys working for the city to go around. I mean, you have to register your cat, and if you don't register your cat, you can get fined. And
right.
We're the second city in North America to outlaw trans fats. And
it's just, that's something to be proud of.
Oh, yeah, it was wonderful. I'm just wondering
clearing the ice, I mean, back to the demand, clearing the ice off the sidewalk, I mean, once a layer of ice has built up there, that is no easy task.
Well, it isn't. I mean, I had to go to Home Depot to get a scraper, and I got home about 9 o'clock last night, and I was out here till probably 11:30 scraping stuff off.
And
I spent 2.5 hours last night scraping ice off my sidewalk.
Wow. I've always wondered what it seems like around here in New Hampshire that people have an obsession with shoveling off their driveways, but I don't think it's because there's some law that mandates that they have to. At least I've not heard of such a thing.
The worst thing is the land on the city built the sidewalk, and the sidewalk is lower than the rest of the land, so when the snow melts, all the water pools on the sidewalk, and of course, when it gets cold at night, it freezes.
Wow.
So the city, that's crazy.
So the city's basically saying that you have the responsibility of taking care of their property. They built the sidewalk, and it's not your sidewalk, because you can't, like, destroy it. You can't change it. It's not your sidewalk. But because it's adjacent to your property, it's your responsibility to spend your hard-earned time and money on actually maintaining it for them.
Yeah, on the deed to the property, it says it's the city's property. It doesn't say it's mine.
Oh, I don't know what else to tell you, man. It's just yet another asinine law that if you disobeyed and you didn't go out and break your back clearing off the ice from the sidewalk, then they would probably fine you. As you said, they'd send out workers to do it, which would cost you through the nose, which essentially turns into a fine. And of course, if you don't pay the fine, then they're going to probably take your house from you or put you in a jail cell.
Well, big time. And I've ended up, I mean, this time I got smart. I took pictures before and after and sent it off to them. So they've done it before, and I've cleared it off, and then they've ended up charging me anyways. And the workers they sent around didn't do anything.
Unbelievable.
Jeez.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. And
they just tell you that they're going to do it and then charge you for it. They do whatever they want.
That's right. They do whatever they want, and they need to be disobeyed. Like this man, this from Southern Illinoisan? I don't know how you pronounce it. Yeah, I guess it's Illinoisan. SouthernIllinoisan.com. West Frankfort. A call from authorities hasn't halted one West Frankfort man's plans to host a peaceful protest against the state's recently implemented smoke-free laws. John Hemminghouse has been passing out flyers and making phone calls to invite as many people as he can to reach to a March 1st event he's calling a smoke-in. He says this country was founded on civil disobedience. It has gotten to where now people are afraid to get in trouble.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me mad that everybody has turned into cowards. And you know what, Mr. Hemminghouse? I couldn't agree more. Monday afternoon, Hemminghouse said he was recently contacted by Williamson County State's Attorney Chuck Garnatti in regards to his plan. See, they always get wind of this crap in advance if you announce stuff like that, breaking the law. Chuck said I'd be taken into custody and get a $2,500 fine. Nobody I know can find anybody in Illinois has been arrested yet for breaking the smoking ban. Hemminghouse owns Wounded Rig Incorporated, a boat, fiberglass, and gel coat repair shop, located on wherever in West Frankfort. Although he falls under the jurisdiction of the Williamson County Sheriff's Department, he said the county state's attorney said that the law enforcement would be present at his event if he couldn't be talked out of hosting the rally. Hemminghouse said he can't be persuaded to back down and instead called the Illinois Smoker Rights Organization and also contacted a national smokers' rights group. As for fines and punishment he might face, Hemminghouse said he'll skip vacation to spend his money on the cause he backs, even though he stopped smoking about 5 years ago. So let's recap this for you here. This man does not smoke.
Right.
He runs a business that doesn't have anything to do with smoking. It's not a bar. It's a boat fiberglass and gel coat repair shop. But he understands that it's his business, that he's the one that's paying the rent or the mortgage, and that he should be able to set the rules. Beverly,
good man here.
Beverly Irvin, locally another smoker, says she fully backs his attempts to bring light to the injustice that's been inflicted upon business owners. She said it's a good idea. The man owns his business, and he should be able to do what he wants anyways. I think it's good. Hemminghouse said others are also on his side, including several other non-smokers. The man is so determined to have his point heard, he's posted a large sign in the front yard of his business, which reads, "My place, my choice, smoking allowed." In a previous interview, Adrian Heron, the health department bureaucrat, said an educational letter is first sent to business owners when a complaint is filed. Heron said a second complaint calls for a second warning letter and the option of making a visit to the establishment. A third complaint makes an establishment subject to citation, said Heron. Heron and officials with the Illinois Department of Public Health didn't make any reference to arrests stemming from noncompliance, and Hemminghouse said he's already lodged an official complaint against himself with state officials, but wants patrons to know he plans to host the protest in a peaceful manner. The event is scheduled for March 1st at high noon at Wounded Rig in West Frankfort.
High noon at Wounded Rig.
Sounds like
based
a movie.
Face off of police.
I love it. this is amazing, and it's about damn time, too. It's about time somebody stood up to these asinine laws and said, F you, this is my business, how dare you come in here and tell me how I should run my business.
And what are they going to do? They're going to throw him in jail and shut his business down, and then there's going to be unemployed people.
Mm-hmm.
And people who need their service done on their boats that can't have it done now.
That's right. All in the name of protecting public health.
Public health.
So asinine. And I wish this was happening more often than
I hope some of our listeners go and support him.
If you live in the West Frankfort area, absolutely. There's no number here for him.
Is it Kentucky? Frankfort, Kentucky?
No, this is Illinois.
Frankfort, Illinois.
West Frankfort, FrankFort. And again, the business name...
It's worth making a couple-hour drive just to be there.
The business name... Oh, gosh, what was it? I'm missing it now. Anyway, his name is Hemminghouse and Wounded Rig. There it is. Wounded Rig Incorporated, March 1st, high noon. Yeah, absolutely. Make that trip if you can be there. And I'm going to try to make an effort to get this guy on the phone, and we'll see if we can talk to him. Because the last guy we talked to in Illinois wasn't as vehement about it as this guy. We had a bar owner that was on with us.
He was
going to
stand up, but it was kind of, it was sort of a very personal situation. It wasn't, hey, I just want to, I believe that my particular situation allows for smoking in my bar, screw all the rest of those people.
Yeah, anyway. He wasn't really coming at it from a principled perspective, and he didn't want it to be seen as civil disobedience, but this guy obviously is embracing it. As again, he says in the article, the country was founded on civil disobedience. It has gotten to where now people are afraid to get into trouble. It kind of makes me mad that everybody has turned into cowards. Well, Mr. Hemminghouse, not everyone has. In fact, a number of those people that aren't cowardly are here in New Hampshire or moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We are some of them. We invite you to join us. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. And it has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
I'd like to extend the invitation personally to him, so I'll do my best to get in touch. We'll see if we can get him on the show. More tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Have you...